Hello, my little friend.
Hello, Angel.
Good to see you're still alive, as ever.
How's it going, then? Happy?
Yeah, I'm all right. You can't really see, because obviously I've got it blurred, but the weather today is grim.
I don't know. You can't see, because I've turned the background off.
Yep. But the weather is shite.
Is it raining now, is it?
Yeah, well, no, it's just grey and drizzly.
Oh, that's a bit tasty, isn't it? It's been sunny, yeah? Again.
Cool.
We're meant to have a storm in a bit, though, so that's exciting. That's something to look forward to, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a change of pace, isn't it, mate?
Hmm.
Yeah. I just got off, half an hour ago, had a call with a friend. You're like this on Discord. I don't know if you know what that is, because you're old.
I've heard of it before. But...
All right. And his dad does amateur radio.
Oh, yeah.
If that isn't niche as a hobby.
I don't know what amateur radio is compared to.
Well, he has a radio station. He broadcasts on a frequency, just broadcasts shit.
Bands. So it's like pirate radio sort of job.
Yeah, essentially, yeah. You are old, actually, aren't you? Pirate radio is a thing.
Brilliant.
It's not a thing anymore. But anyway, he does this, and when we're on Discord, his end picks up his dad. He can't hear it, but I can. So every now and then, I just hear what sounds like Darth Vader coming in on the airwaves. Sometimes just chatting bollocks. It's quite funny.
Is that because he's got breathing problems, or
no? It's because it's I'm hearing it secondhand, you dipshit. Yeah, it's because he's got asthma. That's why he does it. He can't get out much.
Where's my pump?
It's my oxygen.
Oh, that's brilliant. He's going, shut he's up, actually, I'm playing.
He's asking for help, actually. That's I'm on my
game to my friend.
Leave me alone, Dad. Yeah. You'll be fine.
Stop clawing at my legs.
Stop breathing.
Stop breathing so loud.
Ah, so inconsiderate. Oh, man, how are you doing?
Look at this.
Oh, wow.
That's today's venture.
Trying to sell CDs.
I absolutely went out of my way to collect about 200 free CDs, and I'm now adding them to the internet collection of things to sell. So that's good, isn't it?
So you picked up a bunch of free CDs to try and sell?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm a wheeler dealer, mate. I told you, I've got fingers in pies.
Honestly, though, what are you doing with yourself when you look at 53 two, this is now that's what I call music 2007.
Yeah, from CDs. from 1 to 2010. Brilliant.
Yeah, you look at you. Oh, mate, I got a complete collection and works of Black Eyed Peas deluxe edition here. Let me whack this on eBay.
You know, I mean, talking about this, I actually had a customer. I actually had a bloke the other month, and he'd said to me, he'd stopped me while I was trying to put stuff through his door. He just said, oh, have you got a parcel? I said, no, obviously not. Does this letter look like a big parcel? No. He said, oh, I collect now CDs. I thought, oh, fuck me, here we go. Yeah, of course you do. Tell me all about it, why don't you? Because I've got all the time in the world.
Got loads of time,
mate. You
didn't
see me running 10 seconds ago, did you? No, that's because I'm in a rush. So, so he was telling me all about... he's got every single Now CD from now until now, which in itself is surely a paradox of some sort, isn't it?
Yeah, you think so. What next? So he's got Now, that's what I call music 1, 2.
He's got everything. So I believe the first ones are actually on cassettes. So they're CDs. So he's got them, and then he's got every single CD. So like he scours the internet to try and find ones that he hasn't got, which is why he's so like exasperated that he needs this parcel, because it's like, you know, one of three that he hasn't got in the world. He hasn't got lost, has it? Just be patient, would you? I mean, the music's not going anywhere. It's the same bloody songs.
Oh, that's boring, isn't it? That's a fucking
hobby. Yeah, I mean, it's like people that collect stamps, mate.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's old school, isn't it?
Yeah.
So there's an old school element to that. Boring. Like, it's boring.
It's literally things that you normally would lick and use to pay for other things.
Sounds like a good advert for a prostitute, then.
Oh, brilliant.
To be fair, collecting Now, that's what I call music CDs and tapes. That's the kind of fun fact you put about yourself on Hinge or something, or you tell about someone on a first date, and that person then proceeds to ask their friend back That's a person that leaves to the toilet, doesn't come back.
I'm really sorry. I've just got to go for a big shit and leave, okay?
Yeah, I'm really sorry. Seems
you're being really open. I don't like you. Bye.
I'm lactose intolerant, and that pizza didn't help. So
no. Just that block of cheese I had for breakfast.
Yeah, I'm just going to cut this short, mate. Sorry.
Yeah. Can we wrap this up? My arse is going to cut me short in a minute.
Fucking hell.
Wrap this up.
Can we speed this up a bit, please?
Yeah, which is what she also said about every single CD he's ever owned. So that's good.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'd walk into people's houses and they've got a CD collection, and I think, well, fair enough, I've got some CDs. But if they've got a CD collection and then like a tape collection and, you know, they've got their records collection. And the rest of it, and it's all like displayed perfectly on like, you know, bookcases and that, I'm just thinking, you have too much time, Don, and I'm not going to get caught into a conversation with you about music.
You know about that. Because I haven't got the patience to listen to someone that got, you know, some fucking niche musician from the 1940s.
But that's it. Like, the people that collect the most of something are often the people who know the least about the wider subject.
Yeah.
Like, I've met people who they've got massive collections of music and the rest of it. But what they, like, one guy I know, for instance, at church, he had a great collection of, like, kind of 70s and 80s tapes. But it was all the kind of Simon and Garfunkel, like, later Beatles stuff-esque. So he looked like and sounded like he knew a lot about music, but then he didn't know anything about Led Zeppelin or, you know, fucking Black Sabbath or just any of the major bands from that period. So anything out of that niche is like, if you know a huge amount about something, you're just really limiting the people who you can actually have a proper conversation with. So really what you want from me is someone to just listen to you vent about the things that you, for some reason, have attached your whole personality to. You weird, weird little goblin bastard.
yeah, that's it. So here's my CD collection.
Brilliant. Thanks. Anyway, back to that. What have you got in that fucking pile of shit there?
Honestly, the most... incredible mix.
It's
unreal. You've got everything. So from this first pile, you've got everything from Lamar to Rod Stewart. Wet, Wet, Wet and Love Moments. Natasha Bedingfield. And the very best of Glenn Miller, will you believe?
Oh, I love a bit of Glenn Miller. You got any R. Kelly? Because he's probably going
to
go up.
You know what? You know what? You joke, but I've actually got 4 or 5 R. Kelly albums here, and I believe they're free for a reason, pal. Because he's not free.
That's brilliant. Everyone started putting them out free on their lawn. Like, yeah,
get them gone immediately. Bin it.
You see how he signed off his last PMQs?
I honestly thought he'd left. I don't know what's happening.
It was hilarious. He's still in situ until the new one is released. I don't know, like let loose.
Yeah. I assume it's going to be Rishi Sunak.
I fucking hope not. Honestly, I wanted Penny. Out of any of them, Penny Morden I would have had.
Do you know what? I think she's the one that I actually I preferred as well.
She's a naval reservist and just had her head screwed on. She came from a kind of lower class background. I just thought,
do you want her to be prime minister for the short period that this person will be prime minister? Would you not rather that she was at least allowed to run later on? Because the person who's going to come in will they?
Well, you know, but she can't run as the Conservative candidate for the prime minister. She's got to be leader of the Conservative Party. That's what the whole vote is about, being leader of the Conservative Party. Whoever replaces Boris Johnson as leader of the Conservative Party will become the prime minister until the next election. At that election, they're just going to stay. So it would entail another leadership election at the time, which is very unlikely.
Well, so this is my point, is that that whoever is going to be in charge will then not be in charge in a year or two or whenever the election is.
No, they will.
Because of everything that's already happened. They could be, but because of everything that's already happened, it's not really going to be possible, is it?
Well, you think they're just going to quit?
No. I think no one's got any faith in the party that's in charge. So they're going to...
I don't know, because...
slip on Travascus and go somewhere else, aren't they?
Yeah, who knows, Matt? Fuck's sake. It will be down to the swing seats again. Not that you know much about politics, anyway.
Well, no, this is why I don't normally delve into politics with you, because you actually know stuff about it. I don't even know what people's names are. or what they do. I mean, what's an Exchequer? What's he doing? What's he?
The Exchequer.
Why was he checking things and now he's not? Yeah, you like that one. Political joke.
Brilliant. Got him. Well done. Good one, man. I appreciate that banter.
Yeah, no, on a serious, I mean, you know, for anyone listening, for me, what the fuck do they do?
Well, you can keep asking that question your whole life. You can know as much about politics as you want and you'll never get a satisfactory answer. The answer really is they do whatever we allow them to do. And the only reason we allow them to do it is because someone has to do it. And it's the best system that we've yet come up with. Right. Democracy is the worst form of government apart from all the others.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Absolutely nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, that was Winston Churchill that said that.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. He was in charge, hated it.
Well, it's just, democracy is a deeply flawed system, but you cannot come up with another one that isn't either horribly autocratic or uselessly ineffective.
Yeah.
Basically, there's all kinds of different shades of anarchism where you have no government and all of them are equally stupid.
But yeah, I mean, having no government just doesn't make any sense, does it?
And then there's all kinds of theocratic, you know, states, but then you've got to have a one religion country. No one really wants that.
It's never going to happen.
And then, or you've got all kinds of autocracy, in which case you just put in as much power as you can into the hands of one person or group of people. That's never worked out well in history, has it?
Sounds like America.
Yeah. So, well, America, a republic is what. Okay, here's a bugbear.
Oh, fuck me.
I'm sorry. I will shut up about politics. I fucking hate it when I hear Americans, and they do this. You know, I've met Americans who've said this to me. They said, well, you know, America is a great democracy. We want to protect our democracy. We protect democracy around the world. And they don't understand that they're meant to be a republic, right? And those are, you don't have to know what the difference is, but those are two very different ways of doing things. Democracy and republicanism are two separate, very distinct ideologies. And America is a republic. So it's always seemed extremely ironic to me that they bang on and on about democracy and they're not a democracy. The whole system it's not a democracy. They are not a Western liberal democracy. They're a republic. It just winds me up because it's a bit like me saying, I love my monarch because she does everything in the government for me. Like that's the equivalent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I may well have it. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Cancer doesn't really run in the family. Not bone cancer, but I know a lot of people who have died from cancer in my family. So.
Oh, good. That's very cheery. Working out. I shan't be getting into this conversation.
It's all brain tumors, though. So.
Brilliant. That's because you're all smart kids.
Yeah, it's either that or a fat load of cigarettes that they all smoked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. You're going to carry on because I would like this little segment to stay in.
We here at Two Spoons of Coffee deeply sympathise with both lost people, and we both cope with stress by making jokes about it. But there are things out there you can reach out to us or other organisations like Macmillan Help My Family. So, you know, there is help out there.
Yeah, the same for me, and they're good.
And they do genuinely care. Most of those people, they're not in it for money. There are people out there that care and want to help. So don't be afraid to reach out.
Yeah, totally agree. And I mean, also, if you do reach out to us, you get mentioned on the podcast. And
yeah,
you know, because we are nice people, believe it or not. We're like 10 episodes in now. So you better fucking believe it, because otherwise, Jesus Christ, you're in for a tough life. Yeah.
But it's hard getting an appointment for this kind of shit when you're my age.
Mate, tell me about it.
They just don't want to know. You know, I rang up. Well, I did it. I filled out an e-consult form, and I was like, "Yeah, I've got this lump on my leg. It's not. It's been there a while. It's definitely not like a cyst or something." And they said, "Well, can you send me a picture of it?" And I said, right, yeah. So I took a picture of it. They said, well, I can't really. And then it took them like 4 days to get back to me. And they said, well, we can't really see it. So can you take another picture? And I'm like, bro, if it is cancer.
Yeah, we're fucking eating my days down, aren't we?
Yeah, you're really chewing through my days,
bro. Like,
can you please just give me a checkup? Like, I haven't had a checkup in time anyway. Just let me see someone who can have a finger up my shin, right?
All you want. Tell me, I knew it's coming.
All,
you want.
All I want.
Finger up the ass, please.
Please check my prostate whilst you're at it.
rubber finger right up the anus, please.
You may as well, man. Like,
we think you've got it on your leg. Up the arse, please.
Yeah, thank you. Just have a feel of what I've got anywhere and just tell me if I'm dying. Like, I'm not asking for much, bro. Like, it's not a lot, man. Like, you
know, have a look everywhere. I think I'm dying. We're all dying, Benjamin.
Yeah, we're but fine, I might pal. Fucking sooner than you, pal. And you're brilliant. 45 with two mortgages.
Brilliant.
I haven't even got one yet.
I don't even live my life. I've not even borrowed money. Come on.
It hurts. I don't know if you can see it.
I cannot see that because you're like fucking...
It's blurred out.
What's
happening
here? You're like Peter fucking Pan. Got legs everywhere.
Either way, I need to get it checked out. But my joints hurting is a separate issue, which I've now gone to the doctors about and said, listen, mate, have I got early arthritis or something? Because something's not right. It's literally my ankles and my wrists, like, it's just suddenly started hurting more. I mean, like, my right ankle's always been a bit dodgy because I broke it when I was younger. And I've clearly pulled something in it a while ago. But then my other joint started hurting as well. And I was like, what are they doing? Have they got together and thought, well, in solidarity with my right ankle, we're all going to fucking start hurting.
We'll all be upset.
It's not my elbows or my shoulders, any other joints, just the most important ones. So there you have it, mate. I'm going to die very soon.
Good. Good. Fucking hell. We better churn these podcasts out then.
Yeah. Yeah. But a few posthumous releases.
Yeah. Lovely. What a cheery thing to end on. Deary me. Just quickly talking about, so after everything happened with my dad, one of his requests was that I go and get myself checked because, of course, my granddad died of cancer, my dad died of cancer, my mum had cancer. There's just, I mean, fucking endless, do you know what I mean? There's loads of people in my family have had cancer. So I went to the doctors. This was before COVID. Oh, no. Sorry. It was just after COVID, wasn't it? I'd gone to the doctors and I'd said to them, look, can I just have a big old checkup? Because obviously everyone's dead. I think I'm probably next. Like, you know, because it's hereditary, isn't it? So,
yeah.
So I went there. And she basically laughed me out of the building, which was embarrassing enough because she was going, because, you know, I'd said it like pancreatic cancer and she's going, yeah, that's not hereditary, nothing like that. Also, have all of your grandparents had cancer? I said, oh, well, one. And he died, you know, before I was even born. And she went, yeah, probably not hereditary either then.
Probably.
And so it's just, honestly, it's like a fucking guesswork and BuzzFeed, is it? What's this?
I know. Yeah, literally WebMD.
On your screen, have you just got, have you asked if anyone's got it? Yes. And then it loads the next screen and goes, just laugh and tell him to leave.
Yeah.
Doctor, is it?
No, it's like one of those flow charts. It's like, has everyone got cancer in your family? No, probably not hereditary then.
Probably fine.
But
the next question is, I haven't actually got a joke for it, to be honest.
I know what you mean.
It was just savage, though. It was, you know. Because I went there with a genuine worry.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Of course,
like,
you did.
Fuck, man. Like, the whole family's got it.
I don't want to die of cancer. Like...
Yeah. And I'm just asking her, do you mind just take my fucking blood? Do something. Take my marrow, mate. I just want to know what's wrong. Like, if anything's going on. She's going, yeah, I can't really tell.
Yeah.
You fucking can. Oh, I tell you can. Take
you
it.
You can, mate.
I'll fucking cut myself and you can have the fucking stuff.
Suck it out of my sternum, mate. Fucking.
Fuck's sake.
I'll give you a bottle of it now.
Honestly, take some spinal fluid and fucking have a look at it. Because something's probably wrong.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that you sniffed? You know what the problem is? Because your background is blurred, whatever you've just sniffed, I can't see. I mean, it could have been anything.
Nah, it's an ankle brace that I've got, what I'm wearing at the minute. Just making sure it doesn't smell bad.
An ankle brace?
Well, like a support sock. What?
What for?
for my ankle.
Who for the fuck are you, Bambi?
My ankle hurt. Bro, I told you, my joints
break,
hurt.
They?
So I've got an ankle brace.
Fuck me. Oh, no.
There's nothing strange
about
it.
Little old man.
Mate, you're fucking... You've gone... I can't hear you.
Hello?
Hello. There we go. I couldn't hear you for a second. I can see your mouth moving.
Hello?
There we go. I can hear you now.
Hello? Oh, no. Just quickly, I've been thinking a lot recently about how to describe people that don't know their arsehole from their ear hole. The ones that are a bit lost upstairs, right? Without using any horrible words. You know, like...
That's hilarious. Yeah, yeah.
Now, the best I could come up with was they're the kind of people that open their front gate because they think that that's letting the air in.
Genius. That's great, yeah. Perfect, mate. Yeah, 100%.
Moving on. I think we've got... bear in mind... I waited 15 minutes for you. I'm not salty, I'm just saying, from the timer. We've spent probably 20 minutes talking about stuff I can't use, to be honest with you.
No, we haven't. What have you can use all of that?
Oh, what do you mean? I can use the hello and the end of it. It's not fucking... We've talked a lot about for no reason.
Yeah,
and
that
took a big chunk.
You can
use it!
Yes, why not?
It's horrible.
Why not? That people will find that funny. What a thing you can't fucking.
My mother listens to this podcast. It's not good.
Doesn't.
She does. She's listened to every episode so far. She's the only one that fucking has. Yes.
Really?
Yep.
You've let your mother listen to me talk about this kind of stuff.
She reckons you sound like Simon Bird, which is weird. It's quite bizarre for me.
That's genius. All right. Yep. I love that.
I mean,
thanks, Charlie's mum. I really appreciate that.
Yep.
I'm sorry if I've ever made a joke about Charlie's mum on this podcast.
I promise if you have, I've taken it out.
Brilliant. Fucking Simon Bird. I sound like Simon Bird. He's such a dweeb.
Wow.
Why couldn't I sound like... I'd rather sound like Jay
Pop
than Will.
Black, isn't it? I don't know. Oh, he's such a dweeb.
You look like Simon Bird, so it could be worse, couldn't it?
Yes, but that's only for the beak, isn't it? And the glasses.
It's the beard, mate. Have you seen his beard recently?
Brilliant.
Just like
brilliant.
You.
Brilliant. Yeah. Well, here we go, then. Here we go.
Shave, please, mate.
Why?
Not all of it. Just
why
trim
does
it.
Why everyone keep telling me to do it? Leave it alone. Did I tell you about the... When we went on holiday, when we landed, the bloke in Bournemouth Airport asked me if I could take my glasses off. And then he said to me, can you stop making that face? And I said, that's just my face. Like, I'm not making a face.
No way he said that.
Yeah. And then
such a violation.
But he took that as me saying that picture is just my face. And he was going, yeah, but you look a bit. And then he stopped himself and I thought, yeah, jihadist. I know, it's the beard. Fuck yourself, racist. Unbelievable. Like, we're both going to get taken into the back and go, right, what's your real name? What do you want? Unbelievable.
What do you want? Oh, that's
class. No, it wasn't good. I mean, he genuinely did. He thought I was a terrorist. He just didn't think I was my own picture, bro.
Yeah, well, you can't blame him for that, can you? I mean, what can't you, mate? Fine, it's all good, mate. If we get no one listens to our shit anyway, what are they going to do? Strike us down?
I mean, what are they going to do? Do me a favor and sack me? Honestly, it's been my line for about 15 years now. Do me a favor.
Yeah, we'll get more publicity if they do.
I mean, we won't.
Brilliant.
Where are we getting this publicity from?
Daily Mail and we'll say Spotify is suppressing freedom of speech. We want to make
that's not staying
jokes.
In, is it? That's ridiculous.
The Daily Mail, mate. It's the Daily Mail.
Unbelievable. Yeah, the Daily Mail will fucking report it, but Will gets reported if I keep that in.
That's fine.
It's been nice to have a little chat, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
See you later.
Well, thank you for listening. It's another one done. It's episode 10. Unbelievable. How have we done 10 episodes? I mean, we've recorded 10 hours and then cut it all down. That's what's happened. Probably 15 hours and cut it down the amount we talk, to be fair. Well, so I don't want to call it this, but I'm going to. It's CDs and Simon Bird and cancer. See you later. Why not visit our website? 2spoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home for all your podcast needs. Why not give us a tweet? We're @2spoons_coffee.